Find in your Bible 1 Kings, the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 21. 1 Kings, chapter number 21. I believe I'm correct on this. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it's been 3 years now, Father's Day, that we walked into this new building. I think that's right. 3 years. I thought it was four, but somebody was counting it and said it was three. Thank the Lord for what this church has been through. And that may sound odd to you, but the Lord brought us through and got us into this place here. And the Lord's been blessing. And it is grateful. And I can truthfully say the Lord's been good to us. And 3 years in this building. We thank the Lord for it. Thank for your giving that makes it possible. And we appreciate the Lord for that. 1 Kings chapter number 21. And we'll read about first three verses or so. I've preached along these texts before, but on a different idea. I was running across this, and it seemed like a good text to encourage the fathers. A little small boy said, somebody asked him, said, "What's the difference in Father's Day and Mother's Day?" A little boy said, "Father's Day is just like Mother's Day, only you don't spend as much on the gift." Mark Twain said, "When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to be around the old man. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished of how much the old man learned in 7 years." Somebody said parents spend the first part of their child's life urging them to talk and to walk, and the rest of the childhood tell them to sit down and be quiet. I don't know if this is true or not, but I looked this up. Somebody said that the greatest number of long-distance phone calls are made on Mother's Day, and the largest number of collect calls are made on Father's Day. I don't know if that's true or not, but it does sound like that's about right, don't it? 1 Kings chapter 21 and verse number 1. "And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or, if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto you." Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray right now that you'd bless. God, we thank you and we'll praise you for all that's accomplished. God, thank you for these good men. Lord, these fathers that are in the room. Lord, thank you for them. Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Don't you remember when the men used to look like men? Amen. You could tell the difference in a man and a woman by looking. Amen. Women were the ones who wore the earrings and the makeup. Yeah. Women were the ones that wore the earrings and the makeup. Used to, men had confidence in God. They had trust in God. Even if they weren't saved, they had confidence in God and knew that He could direct their paths. Do you remember when Dad was the head of the home, and every Sunday Dad would gather his children, his family together, and he wouldn't send them to church. He would take them himself to church. 50% of all American children will go to sleep tonight in a house in which their fathers do not live. a generation ago, an American child could reasonably expect to grow up with a dad. Today, a child can reasonably expect not to. We read a few minutes ago before the service started, Proverbs 17 and verse 6, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. And today is a day we set aside to honor our fathers. And the Bible says we ought to do that. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, that your days might be long on the earth. If you want to live long on this earth, you honor your father, you honor your mother. And we honor those mothers on Mother's Day, and we honor those fathers on Father's Day. But the Bible says you ought to honor them every day of the year. You ought to honor them and love them and respect them. Research shows that children take their spiritual lead from their father. There's a person that said this, a child is not likely to find a father in God unless he finds something of God in his father. I'm going to say that again. A child is not likely to find a father in God unless he finds something of God in his father. Dads, I want to speak to you here today. And those of you that are not dads, don't check out on me. We're going to all need this. We're involved in a war today, and it's not in Iraq or Afghanistan. The battleground is our homes, and it's not at the stake of our land and our property and our freedoms. Yes, some of those things are at stake, but more important than that, it's the stake of our children that's at stake. Children in record numbers are leaving the church and turning from God. They're turning from the faith in record numbers. Why is that? Why is that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're not passing down a heritage to give to our children so they can carry on what our fathers gave to us. Here in 1 Kings chapter 21, you've got a fellow by the name of Naboth. Naboth has a vineyard. It was passed down to him from his father. He got it from his father. He got it from his father. You get the picture. And Naboth has got a vineyard. And it's a nice vineyard of hard work and labor has been put into this vineyard. And the king of Samaria comes by. And the king of Samaria comes by and says, hey, you know that vineyard you got over there, Naboth, it's pretty close to my palace. I tell you, I would love to have that piece of property. I would love to have it. And I tell you what, I'll trade you another piece of property for it. Or if you want to, I'll just give you what it's worth. And some of us say, well, that's a nice deal. That's a good deal. I mean, if you can get some money out of it, everybody says everything is for sale. My friend, everything may be for sale, but you may not like the result of after you get it.
Right.
Amen. Naboth said, well, let me think about that a minute. Well, no, I ain't selling to Ahab. Ahab, number one, you're going to turn it into a garden of herbs. My daddy, my granddaddy worked in this vineyard. You see that plow over there? My granddaddy plowed this vineyard with that plow over there. Do you see that hoe and that rake over there? That Ahab, that right there was my great-great-granddaddy's right there. He's the one that labored in this vineyard. He's the one that taught me how to work with my hands. He's the one that taught me how to provide for my family. He's the one that taught me how to live for God. He's the one that showed me the plan of salvation in the Bible. He's the one that showed me, Ahab, you can't have it. The Lord forbid it. I'm not giving you what my father's has given me.
Right.
My friend, we've got a heritage. We've got a vineyard. Holy Hills Baptist Church is a vineyard.
Yeah.
And we ain't selling. We're not given a portion of it. Listen, Ahab had an agenda and he wanted to change things that was done in that vineyard. He wanted to change the music. He wanted to change the motives. He wanted to change the message. He wanted to change it into something totally different. My friend, that is what's happening with fathers all across this country. Is fathers are not passing down their inheritance to their children. No, 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 no. I'm not talking talking about your 401k. I'm not talking about your three-story house. I'm not talking about your cars and your riches and your lands. My friend, there's something more important than your 401k, and that's we leave our children a Christian heritage, a heritage of character, where we can lead them to the house of God and show them the Bible so they can be saved one day. No, King Ahab, you cannot have it. I brought this Bible to the pulpit today. This Bible I don't use anymore because it's about to fall apart. This is the first Bible that I ever had. It needs to be as you can see, the inside cover is just coming unglued. It's so old. And on the inside cover, you won't be able to see this, but on the inside cover is all this little small writing. And all through this Bible is all like writing, just like this. And at the bottom of that, it says right here, Leonard Ballinger Jr. And he gave me that Bible. It's a Cambridge wide margin, where you can write in the margin of the Bible. And like I said, don't use it anymore because it's about to come apart. And, you know, someone said one time, said, "Brother Jeremy, I sure would like to have that Bible. I'd like to have something of Brother Leonard's." I said, "Well, you can't have this one."
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
My daddy gave me this.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'll get you one. I'll give you one. I'll buy you one. But you can't have this one.
Right. Amen.
My daddy gave me this one.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you some money for it. No. You can't have this one.
Amen.
Right.
Y'all won't get it in a minute.
Yeah.
You can't have this one.
Right.
Well, I'll get you one of those newer when it says new something. No. You don't understand. I'm going to stay with this one.
Right. Amen.
I'm not giving King Ahab. Listen to me. You can't have it. My daddy gave it to me.
Right.
And Naboth said, "King Ahab, you can't have my vineyard. My daddy gave it to me."
Right.
And his daddy gave it to him. And his daddy gave it to him. You can't have my vineyard.
Amen.
My friend, we've got a vineyard here at Holy Hills Baptist Church. You're in our vineyard. But when you go home and walk through the front door or the side door or the back door, whichever door you go in, when you walk into your home, men, fathers, listen to me, that is your vineyard that God has given you. And the devil wants you to sell it. The devil wants you to give it away. The devil wants you to trade it for something of less value. I'm telling you, you tell King Ahab, you say, "Who in the world's King Ahab?" Well, it's the devil for one. And he's got a devil of a wife you wouldn't believe. Her name is Jezebel. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we ain't selling to her or her raggedy husband.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Often my father would say, when you shake hands firmly.
Yeah.
Nothing that tears my nerves up anymore.
Yeah.
Shake hands with a man. I ain't shaking hands with you. Hallelujah. Shake hands with
you. Come on.
You ought not never walk around like that. Somebody might think something wrong with you. My daddy told me, when you speak to people, look them in the eye. My daddy told me, when a lady walks in the room, you ought to stand up and greet her. When you're greeting somebody that's older than you, stand up, show respect, and greet them and give them your seat, for ain't no other seat in the room.
Right.
My daddy told me, your word is your bond. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you give a man your word, keep it. My father taught me to say, "Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am." And the rule around the house was, don't you backtalk your mother.
Right, brother.
General Douglas MacArthur said, "When I'm gone, I don't want to be remembered as a great general. I want to be remembered as a Christian father who read my Bible and prayed with my children."
Right.
That's a true hero.
Right. Amen.
Friend of fathers, listen, you say, what can I pass down to my children? I'll tell you what you can pass down to your children. Your children need to know that their daddy is saved and on his way to heaven.
Amen.
Your children need to know that. You need to pass that down to them so when they roll your body in front of that church or in the funeral home, they can rest assured. Yes, they're going to be sad. Yes, they're going to be crying. But they can rest assured and tell the preacher, I know my daddy's in heaven because he passed down this heritage. That he was saved and on his way to heaven. That'll give your children some assurance. That'll pass down a vineyard to them that they can pass on to their children and their children's children till the Lord comes and gets us. Our children should know that we're Christians, not because we go to church, not because we carry a Bible, not because we say we're saved, but because we live and behave ourselves in the vineyard, in the house, like we're saved. You say, preacher, what can you pass down to your children? They ought to know you're saved. And they ought to know that you've got some Bible-based convictions. Children should know where their dad stands on the issues of life. My dad always told me, said, son, remember what your last name is. You got the same last name as I do. Hallelujah.
Right.
You tell them, you got the last name, you got the same last name as I got.
Amen.
When your name shows up in the paper, hallelujah. You ought to have some convictions about it. Listen, folks, if you, I ought not go there. But if you want your children to be church-going children, then you ought to go to church yourself.
Right. Yeah.
If you want your kids to live for God, you need to live for God.
Right.
If you don't want them smoking that left-handed cigarettes and that banana peels and grass and all that stuff, then you don't need to do it.
Right.
Don't expect them not to do something. You're passing down the vineyard to them.
Right.
They're going to inherit the vineyard from them.
Amen.
If you come twice a month, they're going to go twice a month, if not less.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Well, that's good preaching, even if I am a doing it. And fathers should live clean, clean lives. If you got reading material in your home you wouldn't want your children to read, get it out of your house. If you got habits you don't want your children to have, ask God to give you the victory over them and get it out of your house. Oh, I'm not getting the amens that I really was wanting. Don't never do anything that your children will find daddy doing that will make them ashamed to say, that's my daddy.
That's right.
If your children see you watching something on television involving all the stuff that goes on, something happens to the glory of children. You know the Bible, the glory of children are their fathers.
Right.
And they're looking up to you. They're looking up for a man that's got backbone. They're looking up for a man that'll stand for something. They're looking for a man that has godly principles and somebody that will lead them and then show them how to live for God. Don't be like that woman that named her son Ichabod because the glory of the Lord had departed. I think about, let me get back to Ahab over here. Naboth had an obligation. He had a vineyard. Psalm 127 verse 3 says, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward.
Amen.
You say, preacher, our children are not our heritage. Yes, they're your heritage. That's your vineyard. Your home is your vineyard. Your wife, your family, your kids, that's your vineyard. And you don't need to give it to King Ahab. You don't need to sell any portion of it. We got a vineyard here. We got a vineyard here at our church. We got a, men, let me say this about Holy Hills Baptist Church. It is every man's responsibility. If you're a member here, if you've been here 30 times and visiting, listen, it is our responsibility to make sure that this church, this vineyard, stays plowed, keeps the weeds out, make sure the music stays right, make sure the motives stay right, make sure the message stays right. Man, it's just not my job. It's everybody's job to make sure that it stays right and the vineyard gets worked. It's our job. I remember my dad was influenced by a man. Some of you are not going to know some of these men. Some of you will. My dad was influenced by a man by the name of Jack Mick. Jack Mick pastored Calvary Hill Baptist Church just right over there, somewhere along the way, over here, there. Jack Mick went to my mom and dad's house and got them back in church. And Brother Jack Mick preached the charge message when Trinity Baptist Church was started in 1974.
Yeah. Amen.
Passed down a heritage, passed down a vineyard. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
I don't want to take that vineyard lightly.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to take that for granted. It would be a disgrace to Brother Jack Mick. It would be a disgrace to my dad. It would be a disgrace to some of those preachers in my life if I changed now.
Right. Amen.
If I sold any portion of the vineyard and said, well, we'll give on this issue, it would be a disgrace to those men.
Right.
What about Fred Jones? Anybody remember a fellow by the name of Brother Fred Jones? His picture's hanging up just right outside of my office over there. One of the first pastors, if not the first, I don't know. One of the first pastors of Holy Hills Baptist Church. Probably one of the, as far as a pastor is concerned. I mean, you could stub your toe, Brother Fred would be calling you before anybody knew about it. A pastor. I'm talking about a real, a genuine pastor. What about a Brother Jerry Miller?
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Got his picture hanging in my office back there as well. Passed down a good vineyard. Matter of fact, started a Christian school. I mean, he tanned my hide a couple of times. Hallelujah. You say, you appreciate it? I'd appreciate it now. I didn't appreciate it then. I appreciate it now.
Yeah, amen.
Got his picture hanging in my office. Why? Passed down a vineyard.
Right.
Give you some stance. Give you some faith. Brother Noel Broughton, he preached homecoming here before. Pastors up in Somerset, Kentucky. Pastored here. These are some men that tried to keep Holy Hills Baptist Church, the vineyard cleaned out, the weeds cleaned up.
Right.
Fathers, it's our responsibility to make sure the vineyard at home stays cleaned out and cleaned up. And the vineyard at the church stays cleaned up and cleaned out.
Amen.
Phil Toews. Some of you remember him. And so many of them that I've left a bunch of them out. And I don't mean to. But I'm talking about men that passed the vineyard down. Yes, we're in a new building. Yes, we're not located where we used to be. But my friend, they passed down a vineyard that if we're God's help, we're going to stay in that vineyard. We're going to keep plowing in that vineyard. They may make fun of us. But men, we need to rise up and say, it don't make any difference what King Ahab last said. It don't make any difference what Jezebel says. We're going to stay in this vineyard. It ain't for sale. We're going to stay with the stuff. And the men need to rise up and make sure that happens.
Amen.
It's a vineyard of old-fashioned camp meeting, old-fashioned prayer meeting, brush arbor meeting. Some of you may not know what all of that is. I remember. That's a vineyard that was passed down. Psalm 16 verse 6, David, King David said this, I have a goodly heritage. A goodly heritage. God's given me a good vineyard. A vineyard at home. A vineyard here. It hasn't been perfect. I've made mistakes. Some of you men have made mistakes. But that's why we serve a God that will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we can get the weeds out of that vineyard and say, by God's help, by God's grace, we're going to have a vineyard at home that we ain't selling.
Right.
I've made mention to Camp Zion many, 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 many times. Camp Zion. What a vineyard. It's not like it used to be. Boy, back in the day. Ezekiel 22:30 says, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap for me, for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none."
Yeah.
We need some men. We need some men to rise up.
Yeah.
And say, "Hey, we're going to take a stand. We're going to clean out the vineyard. We're going to make sure it was passed down." I know what some of you are thinking. Some of you are thinking, "Well, my dad didn't leave me. He wasn't a Christian man. He didn't leave me a good vineyard." Well, it sounds like it's a good time to turn the thing around and start today.
Amen.
Maybe you wasn't handed down the vineyard that I was. But wouldn't it be a good day? I think Joshua said, "For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord."
Right.
I think that's what it says. And dads, you ought to be the disciplinarian in that home.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Boy, we'll tread on a little ground right here before we go home. I've seen several people already do the Baptist salute. That's all right. But if you plan on making a tree grow straight, you start when the tree is very small. Don't wait till that tree gets a big old oak tree and got 7 crooks in it, and you'll get you a little rope that you buy from Walmart and try to straighten that tree up.
Right.
You ain't going to straighten the tree up.
Right.
You better start when you plant it with a little bitty tree.
Yep.
So you can work with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Man, my daddy, woo! I ain't got time to tell you them stories. Lord, help. How many of y'all remember them belts that was made in prison? I'm talking about them basket weave belts that had little indentions and impressions of squirrels eating acorns and stuff all over it. On the back of it had Leonard on the back of it. He said, "Go give me that belt." I said, "Lord, not that belt made in prison, no."
Yeah.
And son, he would commence to filleting me in Christian love. I'd go to school the next day, dress out for gym. I'd look back on the calf, back the back of my leg. I said, "Lord, mercy. I had a squirrel tattooed back here. A little acorn tattooed right here." On one side it said Lynn. The other said Nard.
Amen.
It ain't going to hurt them.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, it might for a little while. I said all that to say this, and I wanted you to laugh, but there's a heritage. There's a vineyard we have to pass down to those children.
Right. Amen.
Men, yes, mamas. Some of you mamas have had to step up to the plate because there wasn't a good man, maybe for whatever the circumstances are. I don't know. And some of you mamas have stepped up to the plate and done a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job.
Yeah. Amen.
But men, listen to me. It's our responsibility.
Yeah.
Them mama, it ain't their responsibility. Sometime they got to step up to the plate. But men, it's time for us to rise up. Tell King Ahab, King Jezebel, Queen Jezebel, whatever, we ain't giving up the vineyard. My daddy gave it to me, and I ain't selling it, and you can't have it, and we ain't trading.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Many of you have stuff in your possession. Many of you have stuff in your possession that your dad gave you or your granddad gave you. You wouldn't sell.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? That's something passed down.
Yeah.
I'm closing, but I do want to tell you this little story. I never forget of an old story of a preacher whose children brought him a dog. The rightful owner of the dog heard that the animal had strayed into the preacher's yard. They called to see if he indeed had their dog, and over the telephone, they identified the dog as having a few white hairs in his tail. The preacher said, "This dog looks like your dog, but it's not your dog." Then the preacher, along with his sons, pulled all the little white hairs out of the dog's tail so he couldn't be identified to his owner. Later in life, one of his sons said, "I don't serve God today, because there was a day when my father betrayed his honesty and integrity. He lied about a little lost dog. I lost my confidence in him and in God."
Yeah.
Fathers, your kids is watching.
Yeah. Amen.
I've got a pass down. Hallelujah. I have a pass down a vineyard.
Right.
To my boys.
Right.
I hope and pray it's a good vineyard.
Yeah.
It's a vineyard that they can carry on.
Yeah. Right.
Stay with the old stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't change with every wind of doctrine. Yeah. Stay with this vineyard. It's worked for thousands of years.
Right.
Stay with this vineyard. It'll work.
Right. Amen.
Fathers, would you stand with me today? Heavenly Father, thank you for our fathers. Thank you for Father's Day. Lord, give us some folks that'll fall down on their face today. And Lord, say thank you. God, we're not giving up the vineyard that you give us. Lord, would you help us? There may be somebody in here right now that's not saved. Lord, I pray, whether it be woman, boy, girl, man, makes no difference. God, you'll save them today.